Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this afternoon's Q&A program. It's the final segment that will take us right until about 4 o'clock, but the remaining 6 to 8 minutes towards the end, it's going to be Mufti Saab's Nasiha. Mufti Saab, the next question: the husband is showing disrespect towards his wife. The wife cannot tolerate this anymore, and she wants to know, can a woman give a husband talaq?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before I respond to that, there's another issue I want to just make clear. Today, yesterday also, I was the MC there at the Darul Uloom Jalsa, and after Maghrib also, and today also in the morning for the first, say, half an hour, 40 minutes, whatever. So I made the announcement there, because sometimes you find some people, whatever the intention Allah alone knows, they want to take, you know, photos and so forth, snaps and whatever you, what they are, cell phones and so. So I said, see, our fatwa is this, and everybody knows it, I think, that we say whether a person comes on YouTube or comes on TV or is animate objects, all that are not permissible, is haram in Islam, and that is our standpoint. Now you get one chararat, one mufsid, mischief maker, that he will take a snap and so forth from a corner, yeah, and then he will put it on and say, see, that these people, they don't have no problem with that. Now that is mischief making. You must remember that. It's all based on jealousy. So Rabbi Insurni alal qawm al mufsideen. So remember, our fatwa was, is, will always be, inshallah, that all this, yeah, in any gathering it can be, whether it's in a masjid or whether it's in weddings or wherever, so that people now take photos and so forth. And today every cell phone got a camera, basically. So they just take that, and more so in our, this type of gatherings. So it's something unethical, un-Islamic, and not permissible. So we must be clear on all these issues here. So, Afzal, what was the question again?
Jee, Mufti Saab, this husband is showing disrespect to his wife, and she wants to know, can she give him, can she give the husband talaq?
The wife can give talaq, nothing will happen. The marriage is still valid. You can say from Fajr time right till Isha time, your talaq, it don't help anything. So you, sister, you have to solve the problem, not run away from the problem. Go to Quran Sharif and see, وَإِنْ إِمْرَأَةٌ خَافَتْ مِنْ بَعْلِهَا نُشُوزًا أَوْ إِعْرَاضًا. When the wife, she sees, she got the fear that the husband is now deserting her, or her husband is not fulfilling his rights and so forth, and treating her maybe badly and so forth. Allah Ta'ala didn't say you must go for talaq and so. What Allah Ta'ala is addressing the ladies? فَلَا جُنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمَا أَيْ يُسْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحًا. It's not your life only. It's your life, your children's life, your husband's life. And what about your parents? Maybe they're old and so forth. So they don't want to see you coming back home, and all these are issues. So open Surah 4, Surah Nisa, and verse number 128. I read the verse for you. فَلَا جُنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمَا أَيُّسْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا صُلْحَا وَصُلْحُ خَيْرٍ. That you must go and try and make sulh. Reconcile with your husband. And reconciliation is the best. But for reconciliation, you must remember, both parties must make compromises. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأُحْضِرَتِ الْأَنفُسُ الشُّهُ. It does not mean that you husband, some of you, you're assaulting your wife and you are battering her up and hitting her. And he, so cases like that, always I say, don't waste your time with us, the Maulanas and Muftis and Jamiat. We can't do anything. We don't have any executive power. You must go straight to the police and lay a charge of assault. And at least that much little bit they take serious. So we husbands must realize how to treat our wives. That also is in the Quran. Surah 4 verse 19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Treat your wives with love, with respect and justice. How you want your son-in-law to treat your daughter, you must treat your wife better than that. Then inshallah we will say you are an exemplary husband. Otherwise you're just going through the motions, you know. People think you are married but you don't want to be married and so forth. Then all the affairs come about, husband having affairs, then the wife having affair, then both of them having affair. Allah forbid, Allah forbid.
Mufti Sahib, is it necessary for a person to make sajda after listening to the sajda surah on the radio?
Now remember, all these are recordings, so you don't have to make no sajda. It's not live. If it is live, then you have to make sajda. Especially according to the Hanafi school, sajda tilawat is wajib, compulsory. But it, according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, is sunnah. If you make it and perform it, you are rewarded. And if you don't, then there won't be any sin upon you. But you're just recordings now on TV or on radio or all those new gadgets we got, you know. So this pad and iPad and what have you. So remember, in a case like that, we will say there is no sajda tilawat because it is a recording.
Mufti Sahib, in Makkatul Mukarramah and Madinatul Munawwara, people keep their shoes in shoe bags with them and perform salah. Is it permissible?
They keep the shoes with the shoe bags and what else?
While it's making salah, Mufti Sahib, in front of them.
If you don't keep it there, the shoes will get stolen, so what will happen then? So I myself, if I'm there, so remember, there's 1 million people, 2 million people, where are you going to keep your shoes? So you keep your shoes in front of you, but we take a shoe bag with us, and then we place it there in front of us. No problem with that. If you don't have a shoe bag, and then you just leave the shoe, so that also is permissible, but especially in the haram and that, we must show utmost reverence and respect, so that is undesirable, but you won't say haram totally. You will say makruh and karahat and undesirable, that because, you know, you go everywhere where they choose, toilet, bathroom, wherever. So therefore, it's like showing disrespect to the Baytullah. So therefore, have your shoe bag, and then inshallah, you read salat and you face in the shoe bag, that's fine, no problem.
Mufti Sahib, is it a sin to go against your istikhara?
Remember, istikhara's meaning we must understand. Istikhara means we have a doubt, basically. And you have, you know, talabul ikhtiyar. You have many options. So you want istikhara. Ma khaba man istikhara. Wa ma munadima man istashara. When a person makes istikhara, he won't be a failure. And remember, when you make mashura with people and so forth, then you won't have regret. Nevertheless, so you are asking Allah for talabul khair. I got A option, B option, C option, D option. All the options are permissible. Now let me give you an example. There are 4 ladies who want to marry me, right? One is Hanafi, one is Shafi'i, one is Maliki, one is Hanbali. But I only want one. I'm not saying the reality, I'm just giving an example. Just now the guys will think I went to castle and then I got this proposal. So this, example I'm giving you for your puny little brains also. So when there are 4 options, for example. So now Hanafi, Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali, the lady wants. Now I'm not sure which one I must marry. So what do I say? Must I buy Mercedes? Must I buy BMW? Must I go for Hajj this year, this time, or next week, or next month? Must I go for Umrah now, December or January, like that? So you say, read now. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, khirli, khara, khire. Allahumma khirli, wakhtarli. O beloved Allah, you select the best for me, and you choose for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you choose the best for us. Say it like that. So, Ya Allah, you choose the best for us, and you give us that what is the best. So, the hadith in Tirmidhi, then decision you make, there won't be any problems, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, this person read Fajr, the Fajr Salah, 2 minutes after sunrise. Does this person need to make qada of that?
100%, and you must wake up early. Ba'ala shaitanu fi udhunay. When you don't read Fajr Salat on time, shaitan urinates in your ears. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So yes, you brother, you must repeat your Salat and make tawbah also and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for forgiveness. Ya Allah, so deep sleep, because I was watching World Cup, I was watching Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. So all these haram activities. So therefore, sleep early and inshallah you wake up early also.
Mufti Sahib, what is the difference between the Qunut al-Nazila and the Qunut Allahumma inna nasta'inuka?
Qunut al-Nazila means indal musiba, that when there is a calamity that is nazila, descended on the ummah. If things are all hunky-dory, fine and good and all that, then you don't read Qunut al-Nazila. So Qunut al-Nazila will be an extra Qunut, an extra time, and that will be when the ummah is going through wars, they're going through sufferings and so forth and so on. So then that is Qunut al-Nazila. And the Qunut, Dua'i Qunut as we call, so remember the Dua'i Qunut we read, that you can read Allahumma inna nasta'inuka, that the Hanafi is read, and that is mentioned in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. And you can read the one Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, the beloved Nawasa, the beloved grandson of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So remember, Allahumma hadina fi man hadait, wa afina fi man afait, wa tawallana fi man tawallait, wa barik lana fi ma atait, wa qina sharra ma qadait. So like that you can keep on reading and remember this, that which will be called the Qunut of Salat. So you call it that. So these are all flexible issues, that I read Allahumma dina fi man adayt is permissible. The Shafi'i reads Allahumma inna nasta'inuka. So it's all permissible. There's no problem with that.
Mufti Sahib, can a lady cut her own hair to come out of ihram? And another similar question, this lady says she has very thick hair, so how much of the hair must she cut?
Very good questions, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept everybody's umrah. When you are in umrah, you are dayfullah jalla wa ala. You are Allah ka mehman. You are duyufur rahman. When you are in Madinah Munawwara for ziyarah, then you are duyufun nabiyil Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka mehman. So therefore, understand your rank and your status as well. Now you, my sister, you went for umrah, and this is what you did. You went for the tawaf 7 times round the Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa, and thereafter what you did, so that now your tawaf is finished, your 2 rakat salat is finished, now sa'i, you went, started at Safa, ended in Marwa, so everything is done, so now only the cutting of the hair. So in a case like that, you don't have to wait for your husband, so you the lady, you cut your own hair, it's permissible, no problem with that. And remember that how much must you cut, you just take all the hair together and just turn it around your little finger 1 inch or so, and in that way that will suffice, inshallah al-aziz. And another point also we must remember, you can cut your own hair and you can cut somebody else's hair also before you cut your own hair. Where's the dalil for this, the evidence for this? I am posing the question to you, and let's see if your common sense works. 6th year of the Hijrah, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba came, 1,500 of them, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And thereafter that, remember, the enemy, the idol worshippers would not allow them. This was in the 6th year. So 7th year when they came, then they performed Umratul Qadha. The Umrah that was supposed to be last year, we perform it this year. Also, just there, remember before. So before, you know how they went before? So same people went now also 1,400, 1,500. So plus minus. So that is, remember what we will say regarding the cutting of the hair. Now when the Sahaba went, Umrah time, Hajj time, all of them went ihram. So how the first person came out of ihram? Either he had to cut his own hair, or either he had to cut another Sahabi's hair, and so forth. So that is what we must learn, that or each one of us, that must learn these basic rules about Umrah, about Hajj, and so forth, and so on.
Mufti Sahib, is the son-in-law a mahram for his mother-in-law?
Allah Jalla Wala mentions both scenarios in the Noble Quran, Surah 4, verse 23. What Allah Ta'ala says, wa ummahatu nisa'ikum, and your wife's mother. So what is your mother, your wife's mother? Your mother-in-law. So my mother-in-law, we went for Hajj, yeah, she, my wife, myself, and then she came, yeah, she stayed, yeah, she passed away, yeah. So I am a mahram for her, wa ummahatu nisa'ikum, Surah 4, verse 23. Say you are married, you ABC, you married to XYZ, and now XYZ passes away, the daughter predeceases the mother, so the mother-in-law for you, the son-in-law. So in a case like that, what we will say? So we will say that he still remains the mahram for her eternally and perpetually. So that is what we must learn properly.
Mufti Sahib, is there dua to read for restlessness? This person says they're restless all the time, especially at night in their home.
Remember, read Ayatul Kursi, read La ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum, and all the attributes of Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla wa'ala blessed us with a wonderful weapon, the weapon of dua. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will remove it, give out charity, read Surah Fatiha, and blow on yourself. All this is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and various compilations.
Mufti Sahib, this family intends to go for Umrah. They wanted to know what's Mufti Sahib's advice as soon as they reach Medina Munawwara.
Remember that you will be very, very tired and you won't be able to just go and make salat and salam and so forth. So you relax a little bit, and then before salat time starts, the next salat, half an hour, 45 minutes before time, you make your way, and then you will find good place and you read 2 rakat Tahiyatul Masjid. When you enter the masjid, you will say, Bismillah, wassalatu, wassalamu ala Rasulullah. And thereafter, Rabbi ighfirli dhunubi, Allahumma iftahli abwaba rahmatik. And you give us some charity. So that also is mustahab, is good, and so forth. And thereafter, you perform your umrah, and then you come back. So that is very easy. You go to Madinah Munawwara after that. And so that you can go to Madinah Munawwara before the umrah also. So both ways is permissible. There's no hard and fast rule.
Mufti Sahib, what is the difference between takbir and tahleel?
Remember that takbir is when you're saying takbir at tahreema. You're saying Allahu Akbar. So now you're eating, you're drinking, you're speaking, talking. All that is haram. So takbir, Allahu Akbar. Tahreema, things that are normally permissible become not permissible during the duration of that salat. Tahleel will be wa tahleelu wa taslim, that you make salam. Salam you make properly. See that youngster. So what happens to him, the person, that he just makes salam before the imam and so forth. It's wrong all that. When you are reading salat with the imam, then you must make salam after the imam, not with the imam or before the imam. So all that is not permissible. So now tahleel, all those things that were haram during prayer time, now they all became, so must remember, halal and permissible. One day I was in Ladysmith. You know there, the township, they got their Fajr time. No, I was just drinking water, don't worry. So alhamdulillah, just now they think that this mota also is gone, like, you know. So anyway, that is there, wa tahleel wa taslim. So these youngsters, I told them, ask any question. So they said, when we wear kurta and topi, the people call us Boko Haram, Boko Haram. So they asked me, what must we say? I say, tell them Boko Halal, Boko Halal, not Boko Haram. So that this is on a lighter note, obviously. So the point I'm making here is this, that remember that each one of us must know what to respond when these people are, you know, attacking us violently or otherwise. Allah Jalla wa'ala protect all our masajid and all our vehicles and our houses and our wives, our children, and the entire Ummah Muslimah. Allah Jalla wa'ala give us tawfiq, and inshallah, Mawlana. So, is it break time now, Afzab?
No, Mufti Sahib, we in a few minutes we'll have the nasiha and we'll end the program then.
Okay, right, because today I'm extremely tired, and after this 4 o'clock, inshallah, I have to go and sleep, and then inshallah, when I wake up, then I'll send all this. Boniface is the engineer today, so inshallah, he will prepare the podcast, and then when I wake up, then I'll send it to you, that I'm up from 3 o'clock till now, you know, so mashallah. So this, and traveling also, and so forth. So anyway, it cut long story short. So, ask the question. We answered the last one already.
Mufti Sahib, the next one. Can Muslims donate towards building places of worship of other religions?
Totally haram. Absolutely haram. Quran Kareem states, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. So remember that you cannot assist in haram, in vices and sins. Somebody is building a church. Somebody is building a temple, somebody is building a synagogue, somebody is building some other mandir or temple, or whatever. So for us as Muslims to contribute, we say, I'll give you money for your cement or your roof or your carpet or whatever, totally, absolutely haram. They're going to promote their kufr and shirk there. They are blasphemy, polytheism, and you want to contribute, you can lose your iman if you're not careful. So absolutely haram and not permissible.
What does Mufti Saab say about acknowledging students at the end of the year? What's the best way to give them or to acknowledge them, Mufti Saab?
I mentioned it there in one of the talks there, you know, I can't remember so many talks I gave. I said when I completed HIFS, you know, nobody in my family knew that I'm a finished HIFS, only my parents and my colleagues and my ustad. So after 1-2 days or 1 week or something, then my siblings came to know, oh, this mota is finished now, like that. So the greatest gift is dua. Remember that. And if Allah Ta'ala gave you some means and money and what have you, so the teachers, remember, give them something. It's fine. There's no problem with that. But it shouldn't be mashroot. It shouldn't be conditional that, you know, when your son completes HIFS, then you must give me a umrah ticket, you must give me this. That's haram, not permissible. You can't make conditions without expecting it. Somebody gives you something, so that's fine, provided that it is halal.
Mufti Sahib, a person who has suffered with a stroke, how should they be reading the salah, and can you assist them with their wudu as well because they're unable to do so?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, Surah 2, verse 286. La yukallifullahu nafsan illa husaha. Allah has not burdened any person more than his or her ability, capability, capacity. And you see that people who are ill, sickly, they are, you know, stroke. Allah give shifa, Allah have mercy. So yes, you must help them and assist them. There's no problem in that. So all that there's written is makruh. If you help a person, that is when they are people, remember, normal people, no challenges and so forth. But now when you got all these problems here, so remember, it's totally permissible and no problem with it.
Mufti Saab, what's the difference between sajda sow and sajda tilawa?
Sajda so you make 2 sajda. Sajda tilawat, you make 1 sajda. Second one, the du'as are also different. For sajda tilawat, you will say, sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu wa shaqqa sam'ahu wa basarahu bihawlihi wa quwwatihi. That, ya Allah, my face, my anatomy, my body went into sajda. And I made it for your love, your pleasure. Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu. Then, ya Allah, you bless me with the faculty of hearing and seeing, and no one can give all these bounties beside you, ya Almighty Allah. So that is for sajda tilawat. Sajda is so, you just read Subhan Rabbil A'la, Subhan Rabbil A'la, Subhan Rabbil A'la, and you read 3 times, so that is fine and that is acceptable.
Mufti Saab, more towards our final question for this afternoon. This has come, numerous questions have come to me about those that have missed many salah. What's the easiest way to catch up with the salah, Mufti Saab, for many, many years?
All this business that they're sending to you, you can't read salah like that. It's haram to read like that. There's written there, you must make Subhan Rabbi al-Azim 1 time, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la 1 time, and everything is done so rush. You can't read salat like that. So you must take your time and read salat, and the more you do so, the more Allah will help you. In Tansurullah yansurkum. Allah Ta'ala says, if you have the deen of Allah, Allah will assist you. Wa yuthabbit aqdamakum, and Almighty Allah Jalla wala will keep your feet firm. My uncle, my father's brother, so he one day came to me. He told me how I did all this qadha. So I explained to him. It was Thursday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah. They were making dua, and then wantaqala ila rahmatillah, and that's how he passed away. See? So Haji Bhai Padia, everybody knows him. Bhai Mota used to say, aapke chacha ke maut par mujhe rashk aati hai. I'm envious of such a death, remember that. So that is what we should do, you do it properly. Second one, another uncle, so remember that he was usuming qaza 20, 30, 35 years, and he had to pass away, then what happens? That he collapsed while reading witr salat in the masjid, and then they gave the ghusl. So therefore, if we dedicate ourselves to the masjid, then Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will then make our khatima, everything inshallah on iman through his grace and mercy.
Ameen. Mufti Saab, that brings us to the end of the Q&A part. Mufti Saab's nasiha, and thereafter we conclude inshallah.
See, barakallahu feekum to you, Hafiz Wadi, in case we forget, you know, so many things there. Let's give you the program. So, inshallah, next up will be that Hafiz Yusuf Kala, and thereafter the Adhan, and thereafter, remember, these programs here and lectures. So, 4 p.m., Allah ka nizam bahut zabardast hai. The system of Almighty Allah is so unique and so beautiful. The Allah Ta'ala is teaching us to fulfill our duty with beauty. So that will be 4 to 5. 5 to 6 will be more Dawood Siddha's lecture and it's more advices for the females. Then 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock will be the fiqh repeat, and that is with Monona, you know, Zaid Khan. I did it from Denhauser Masjid. Denhauser Masjid, very beautiful, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala reward all the people who contributed. So that will be on inheritance, very interesting. Then 7 to 8 will be whoever strives in the path of Allah will succeed. This is Mufti Muhammad Ali Falahi. So 7 to 8. Then 8 to 9, living the life of a sunnah life, that is according to the sunnah, and that is so Ilyas Patel of Durban it is. So that is between 8 and 9. Then 9 and 10, the discussion, Maulana Arafat and Maulana Salim Karim. And 10 to 11, the Sheikh Ahmad Didat, inshallah, so he'll be on. And then 11 o'clock will be Brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan. So in a case like this, that this is now the program. Now the nasiha. We are now coming towards holidays. Some places holiday has started. Allah Jalla wa'ala takes a qasam and an oath on time. Wal asri. So ask ourselves, are we going to practice on that or just carry on as normal? I'll finish up with one hadith. It's sahih, authentic hadith, mentioned in Mishkat Sharif and Mustadrak Hakim. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, اغتنم خمسن قبل خمسك. That appreciate five things before five things come. So which are the five things we must appreciate, each one of us? So these are the words of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. That what he said, hayataka qabla mautik. Before your death comes, appreciate this life of yours. So that is the first advice. Hayataka qabla mautik. Wa shababaka qabla haramik. And your youth before old age sets in. So we see that here, that our youth, where are they? Somebody on drugs, somebody on alcohol, somebody sending emails to the females, and so many haram things are going on. So each one of us should be concerned about our youth, that what they are doing. And then third one, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, وَسِحَّةَ قَبْلَ سُكْمِكَ, that your health, remember, before sickness comes in. Just go to the hospital clinic and see how many people are crying there. And the next one will be that your wealth before poverty sets in. How many people were millionaires? Military took over, army took over, they had to run with the clothing on their body and so forth. So all this happened to Muslims, remember that. And the last one, wafara qabla shughlik, your leisure time before you get engrossed and engaged. So here Nabi alayhi salam is speaking about the fragat, so the free time and so forth, the leisure time we have. So let us use that, inshallah, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will bless us, inshallah. Okay, as I told you, that this podcast, remember, we'll send it out, inshallah, after 1.5 hours, 2 hours, because I have to go and rest now. And thereafter, that tomorrow's program, inshallah, will be 4 o'clock Adhan, and then 5 past 4, 7 past 4, inshallah, we will start. And we thank all the directors of the various radio stations and all our other brothers, sisters who are helping us. Number one, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the Capital Group, on behalf of Capital, by that we ever, you know, they have their school, madrasa, whatever, Allah Ta'ala make easy. So Allah Ta'ala grant them more capital in this world and the year after. Thereafter, we thank all the directors of Radio Al Ansar International, and we thank Sirius FM, the directors there, who are Brother Faisal Asmal and Brother Yusuf Asmal, then Maulana Muhammad Dokrat, Maulana Abdul Aziz Amwat. And remember, we also have to thank Salahuddin and the Day brothers, Ahmed Day, Ibrahim Day, Aslam Day. And we also have to thank our Hafiz Muhsin Randeri, Damat Barakatuh, I met his family there in Boyne. you know, in Newcastle, Haji Yunus and all of them. So you must remember that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on us, and we must thank Bhuti Ghani, so mashallah, of Ukhis, Muhammad Khan, here of Lanesia. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for all of them and their families. My time, I think, now is expired, and now I'm looking forward to go. I'm tired and I have to go and retire now. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum.
We say shukran wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Mufti Sahib, as well as to the directors and the sound engineers of the various radio stations, and also the esteemed listeners. Until next time, we say wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.